foods and exclusive spirits. More on legrandepicerie.lu.
Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. The Grand Ducal Fire and Rescue Corps is continuing to modernise with 76 new emergency vehicles. Home Affairs Minister Leon Glauden went to Merthyr to see them, including a new 8-metre multi-purpose boat for rescuing people and animals from water. New additions to the fleet also include 3 intensive care transport vehicles and a telescopic mast truck. The cost of the 76 vehicle is put between 10 and 12 million euros. Starting at midnight, motorists in Luxembourg will see higher prices at the pump for both diesel and heating oil. The price of diesel will rise by 3.6 cents. Heating oil will increase by 3.8 cents, making the new price 1.38 a litre. However, the price of 98-octane petrol, known as super unleaded, will decrease by 3.5 cents with a new price of €1.90 per litre. The increase comes as oil prices have topped $100 a barrel for the first time since May, as the widening conflict in the Middle East stokes fears over global energy supplies. France has officially asked other EU countries for help to tackle the wildfires in the country. President Macron has confirmed that the EU civil protection mechanism has been triggered. Firefighting planes and helicopters from Portugal, Croatia, the Czech Republic and Slovakia are expected to arrive soon. Local firefighters are in places stretched to their absolute limit. In the Gironde, witnesses continue to describe apocalyptic conditions. A fire that broke out on Wednesday has now destroyed almost 5,000 hectares. 20,000 people, including thousands of tourists, have been evacuated. In Spain, a national state of emergency has been declared for 2 regions. The greatest concern is a fire west of Madrid, where 10,000 residents have already had to leave their homes. The US has decided on new punitive tariffs against 60 countries in total of 10 to 12.5%, taking effect from 6 a.m. today. Washington's stated reason is that the targeted countries are not doing enough to combat forced labor, invoking an old clause in trade law that provides a legal basis for the policy without congressional approval. The whole EU faces an extra 10%. Moving to sports and in cycling, Ecuador's Richard Carapaz emerged from a 6-man group to climb to victory on the Alpine's 18th stage of the Tour de France yesterday. On stage 19 today, riders tackle the famous 21 hairpin bends, finishing after 128 kilometres on the legendary Alpe d'Huez. And in football, the German Football Association is widely expected to present Jürgen Klopp as the new Germany men's national team head coach at a press conference this morning. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. The day starts off bright and clouds will move in mid-morning, but it will remain mainly sunny with pleasantly cool temperatures throughout the day. Morning temperatures range from 12 to 14 degrees, warming up to a maximum of 26 degrees in the afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info.
And the traffic, 15-minute delays on the A31 Canfin towards the A3 at Doudelange, 10 minutes on the A4 between Lankelts and Pompier, and 5-minute delays on the A6, that's between Stirpenick and Steinfort. There are speed checks this morning in Gosseldange on the Rue de Merche and in Grosbus on the N12. Then in the afternoon in Hivange on the Rue de Dalem and in Limpertsburg on Avenue Victor Hugo. And stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Just realized I forgot to put on the cameras. That's on now. Good.
Everyone can see our pretty faces on a Friday morning.
Absolutely. Yes, it is Friday morning. Good morning, everybody. 4 minutes past seven and we've got lots coming your way. It's ticket giveaways, go-go, all over the place. We've got lots of tickets to give away all of the time here on RTL Today Radio with Conjé Annerly coming up. There's a concert today starting at Rotonde from tonight, actually. Their opening night is today. Okay. So it runs through until the 20th of August and a show a night. Pretty much.
How did you manage to get all these bands one a night? I mean, that's an amazing achievement.
It's their big thing in the year, and then they take September off. basically.
Fair enough.
Is how it works. So they've got a band called Frankie and the Witch Fingers playing there next Saturday. We'll give away tickets for that one today, and the details go up online probably in about a half an hour's time, so you can catch it there on todayradio.lu as well. I've got a really good Friday flashback coming up, Not News quiz in the final half hour of the show, and Stephen Pittman joins us, just after nine we'll do the Not News, and Stephen Pittman joins us on the show at about 9:30 to talk about, I've got the name of it now just disappeared on my page. Anyway, it's a big rock and roll festival taking place next weekend, and we'll hear all about that. In the meantime, if there's something you'd like to hear, requests are open, but we'll have to fit them in around all of those other bits and pieces, so send them in quick. 621 52 5000. Playing this one for Aidan this morning from an album called Deceiver. This is Dive, and it's called Blankenship.
RTL Today Radio.
RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
Get up, up off the dance floor. Get up and scream my name. Get up, up off the dance floor. Get up and scream my name. Get up, up off the dance floor. Get up and scream my name.